amazing amount of water, so I have an amazingly high count of negative ions in the air. So you're getting high on all the negative ions in the air. Free electrons flying around. And in a waterfall, you have a huge abundance of free electrons flying around.
Is there a way that humans themselves can be like waterfalls? Is that would that be thought based? Would that be based on like how much bliss we're radiating? Do we have the capacity to actually create negative ion like that as well?
To begin with, just the fact that you exist makes you a waterfall in a sense, because your higher self is sending a continuous stream of living electrons down through your silver cord, also called your antikarana, coming in through here, going through your heart, and from your heart radiating to all parts of your body. This is a continuous stream of energy coming in, and it's totally pure. It's like a tape recorder. What goes into the tape recorder is pure blank tape, but when it's recording sound, then it gets stamped with the qualities of whatever it's recording, whether it's blissful sounds or horrible sounds, it gets stamped with it. But what comes in is just pure, clean magnet. Likewise, what comes from your higher self is very pure, but once it passes through your emotional body and your mental body, it gets stamped with your thoughts and feelings, and then goes out to the whole universe, directs more energy of the same kind, then bounces back to you again. So you send out angry thoughts, it bounces, goes out, and then through reverb, it collects a lot of angry energy, and then all that angry energy bounces back to you, and you have to deal with it. You're sending out love and ecstasy and joy, radiate that, it attracts more love, ecstasy, and joy, and then it bounces back. And then if it's pure energy coming back, which love and joy would be, it goes back up to your higher self and gets stored there in your causal body, which is your storehouse of good energy that you've accumulated. But if it's negative energy,